Hello, and thanks for joining me today on the Coastal Coaching Podcast. I've been thinking a lot about discomfort in this 21st century. As I was driving today, I heard a guest on Tom Ashbrook's On Point radio show about the opioid crisis in America suggest that we could all use a bigger dose of being okay with not being okay. Which got me to thinking, how did we get into this situation where we expect to be made to be comfortable at any sign of discomfort? Are we the expectant consumer fueling this discomfort crisis, or are the companies who stand to profit off consumer addiction to their products more to blame? For most of us, comfortable is the feeling we usually prefer and pursue. In fact, we spend much energy ensuring our comfort. We pay for heat and hot water. We eat when we're hungry. We sleep when we're tired. Most of our time is spent living within our comfort zones. Why? Well, for most of us, it's just easier to stay in a space of known versus unknown. We know what to expect, it's an assumed rhythm, and it's a place where we feel relaxed and safe. All good things, right? Well, yes and no. The environment you create around you, the community where you live, the ways you interact with people, how you spend your money, your daily habits like how you sleep, eat, dress, or learn, all of this gives a sense of security and comfort. The problem is, if you stay in your comfort zone all the time, you just can't grow into your best possible self. Why not challenge yourself to get uncomfortable once in a while? Anything worthwhile comes with risk. A new or ended career or romantic relationship, having a baby, moving to a new place, public speaking, or writing a book are all experiences that involve some amount of risk. We just can't grow or achieve our goals without taking risks, and that means letting yourself be uncomfortable now and again. Feeling uneasy in a situation which is new, challenging, or off balance is perfectly normal. We cannot expect to feel comfortable all the time, and we cannot expect to grow without discomfort. That happens when we allow ourselves to stretch outside our comfort zone. So find a way to put a little productive discomfort into your own life. First, the next time an uncomfortable situation comes your way and you feel like running or resisting, don't. Sit in your discomfort and simply acknowledge it. Breathe slowly and deeply and reframe the fearful thoughts in your mind. Talk to yourself firmly but lovingly. Recognize the situation as an opportunity to challenge and evolve your potential. Of course, there's a big difference between meeting a reasonable challenge and simply taking a foolish risk. Obviously, if you're not a seasoned athlete, you may find yourself with a lot more than discomfort if you impulsively decide to enter a triathlon with a coworker. But if you train your body and prepare yourself mentally, it's worth a try. Fear wears many disguises, and it takes real courage to confront fear. Courage is not the absence of fear, but the capacity to resist the control it exerts over your choices and actions. When we let ourselves get uncomfortable once in a while, our courage grows. And that incremental growth of courage in small ways will allow us to face bigger challenges in the future. Look back and recall times in your life when you stepped out of your comfort zone. How did you do? How did it feel afterward? What did you learn? Now consider the things that make you uncomfortable today and choose a new challenge for yourself. Start with something small or leap into the unknown. Dance, laugh, sing, and have fun. Let your spirit soar.